I'm Susie Larson. Thanks for listening to this podcast from Susie Larson Live.
It's only just a matter of.
Welcome to Susie Larson Live. I'm always honored to get to spend this time with you. In fact, I look forward to bringing you conversations every single day that hopefully inspire you in your faith walk, that deepen your understanding of God's Word, that heightens your awareness of His very real presence in your life. Well, every once in a while on the show, we do something kind of a spiritual reset, especially in times that are just trialed and troubled as we are right now. We call it songs and verses. And what we do is we play certain songs that I have on repeat. And I love to hear from you. What songs do you have on repeat? It really is going to be a time where we just get before God. We maybe set our problems at His feet and we just enjoy His presence. So I would love to know, what are some songs that you have on repeat that are ministering to you these days? Well, I can't promise we're going to get to play them. I've got a list, though, of songs you're going to absolutely love, but also verses. You know how I open the show every day and ask my guests, is there a verse God's been talking to you about these days? Well, you're my special guest today, so I'm counting on you to engage today. I would love for you to call or text and tell me, is there a song you have on repeat? Is there a passage of scripture that you've been hanging on to? Here's the number to call or text, 877-933-2484. Also would love to know how I can pray for you. It's always fascinating to me, though, I got to say, when you call in and you text and you tell me what God's teaching you, I am so blessed and amazed by the wisdom that comes out of your mouth. And I got to tell you, when you've had the courage to do that, I hear from other listeners going, that word from that listener was for me today. So I never want you to underestimate the power of your insights, the wisdom God gives you, what He's teaching you right now. Don't underestimate it at all. And we've got a stack of books from our Faith Radio shelf, but they'll be surprised, right? So if you want some summer reading resources and you're willing to be surprised, you can text the word book to get in on the drawing, 877-933-2484. But my prayer is by the end of this hour, you'll feel as though you've had a spiritual reset, a chance to focus solely on God's goodness, His Word, and His faithfulness. And if you're driving or you're at work right now and you can kind of only partially listen, I pray that once the podcast is up, once the live show is over and it goes to podcast, I pray you create some time and space in your calendar and you'd sit down, maybe with your Bible and your journal, and you listen to these songs. I've got some content I want to share with you just to encourage your heart, talking about intimacy with God and some of the hindrances that block our intimacy with God. I pray that you're able to set aside some time, sit with God, just soak in His presence, and maybe turn off all the bad news and just maybe turn on to the good news. I got a quick announcement for you before we get into the songs and verses. I pray you'll join us for this online study. It's free, and we're walking through the content of my book, Fully Alive. Would you believe we've already got 1,800 people signed up, but won't be the same without you. If you want to join us, the information is on our homepage on the website at myfaithradio.com. Also, our writers' conference for this year, due to COVID, we've moved it online, and it takes place next month in July. If you've got a dream to be published, you've got to join us. We still have Karen Kingsbury as one of our keynotes, Dr. Alicia Britt Scholey. I'll be teaching a pre-conference track and doing some emceeing, and I think I even still have one one-on-one appointment left, but all that information is on the website at NorthwesternChristianWritersConference.com. So my first song I'm going to play here in just a moment is from Elevation Worship's new album. The whole album, I think, is amazing. Their new album is titled Graves Into Gardens, and this song is the title song, Graves Into Garden. And each and every one of us, if you think about it, as individuals, we need God to restore or repair certain things in our lives. And I would even love to know from you, what do you need God to repair and restore? You know, a friend once said, life has a way of lifing you, and I think we've been lifed pretty good lately, wouldn't you say? I mean, so many people have been so deeply impacted by the COVID crisis. All of us have been impacted by the civil unrest, but then I know countless people who've walked through significant trials at home, whether it's health, relational, and it's just one of those times of great trial. And what do you need God to restore? What do you need Him to repair? What do you need Him to build back up? Well, listen to these lyrics before we play the song. Listen, you turn mourning into dancing. You give beauty for ashes. You turn shame into glory. You're the only one who can. You turn mourning into dancing, beauty for ashes, shame for glory. You're the only one who can. You turn graves into gardens, bones into armies. You turn seas into highways. You're the only one who can. I pray that you'll engage with me today. I want you to lean in, and I want to hear from you. Again, you're my guest, and you don't want to listen to me this whole hour, do you? I want to hear from you. What do you need God to restore? What has He been teaching you? Now take a deep breath. This song is kind of a flag in the ground declaration kind of song. I pray it blesses you the way it's blessed me. I've had it on repeat. Let's listen to Graves into Garden. that encouraged you the way it did me, I'm Susie Larson. Susie Larson Live today. We are doing a Songs and Verses. We're just kind of pausing, pushing pause on the trials in our life. We're getting into God's presence. We're going to worship together. We're going to dig into His Word together. If there's a passage of Scripture God's been speaking to you about, I want you to call or text. If there's a way I can pray for you, call or text 877-933-2484. We'll be back in a minute. Tuning into Susie Larson Live. Really glad to have you listening today. This is a unique show. We do these every once in a while. We call them Songs and Verses, where we kind of push pause on regular programming and we just give you time for a spiritual reset. Whether you're listening to the live show or the podcast, my hope is that this just gives you a time to exhale, a time to sit with God, to hear some amazing music, to lift your eyes to the hills. That's where your help comes from. It comes from the Lord. Got some passages of Scripture, some content to share, but I'm also hearing from some of you. Wendy talked about Pat Barrett's The Way. We're going to try to get to that song. Somebody else asked, Nancy asked about Is He Worthy by Andrew Peterson, another fantastic song. We're going to try to get to that one as well. What about passages of Scripture? How are you standing right now? What is God saying to you? I want you to know the wisdom that comes out of your mouth from your heart is meant for many, many people. And as you share it today, if you'll be willing to, it really will go out on the airwaves and many will benefit from it. So what is the Lord speaking to you? How are you navigating this challenging season? Here's the number, 877-933-2484. You can text or call. And you maybe, if you listen often enough, have heard me reference Psalm 84. It's one of my go-tos lately. There's just so much here. Listen to this. How lovely is your dwelling place, O Lord of heaven's armies. So here, the Lord of heaven's armies, He's the general of all generals. He's the commander of all commanders, and His place is lovely. It says, I long, yes, I faint with longing to enter the courts of the Lord. With my whole being, body, and soul, I shout joyfully to the living God. In fact, God, this mighty, mighty God that we serve, who spoke and the stars were put into place, this mighty God, at the blast of His breath, the bottom of the ocean can be seen. That God, the Bible says here, that even a sparrow finds its home, and a swallow builds her nest and raises her young at a place near His altar. Isn't that amazing when you think of how mighty He is, but that we have access to Him? O Lord of heaven's armies, my King and my God, what joy for those who can live in Your house, always singing Your praises. And this is the part I've been really just digging into. What joy for those whose strength comes from the Lord, who set their minds on a pilgrimage to Jerusalem. In other words, you've set your mind on your pilgrimage to the New Jerusalem, to the Holy City, to eternity. When you walk through the valley of weeping, it will become a place of refreshing springs. The autumn rains will clothe it with blessing. You, my friend, will continue to grow stronger and stronger until we each appear before God in Jerusalem. O Lord, God of heaven's armies, hear my prayer. O God, look with favor upon us, our King, our shield. Show favor to the ones You've anointed. And here we go. A single day in Your courts is better than 1,000 anywhere else. I would rather be a gatekeeper in the house of my God than live a good life in the homes of the wicked. For the Lord your God is a sun and a shield. He gives grace and glory. No good thing does He withhold from those who walk uprightly. O Lord of heaven's armies, what joy for those who trust You. You know what? He is a redeemer. He's a repairer. He's a restorer. He is with you and He is for you. Someone once said that there's no permanent loss in the life of a believer, that God will make all things new. And Scripture does say that, doesn't it? Until then, you know what? We stay hopeful. We patiently endure. And we believe that we'll not only one day see the restoration of all things, we will also see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. This next song I want to play is called Dancing on the Waves, and there's several versions of it. It's from We the Kingdom, an up-and-coming new group, and they're fantastic. But this version is a little bit more subdued, and here's a portion of the lyrics. Look up and lift your eyes. The future's open wide. I have great plans for you. Oh, yes, I do. Your past is dead and gone. Your healing has begun. I am making all things new. I pray this ministers to you. I see some calls coming in. Those take a little bit to process. So let's listen to Dancing on the Waves.
Thank you.
magnify the Lord together. That song just puts tears in my eyes. We have an amazing, mighty God, don't we? What a mighty God we serve. And this is why it matters so much that we steward our perspective, that we magnify the Lord, especially when we are tempted to magnify our problems. Jessica, I see your prayer requests that came in. I'll pray for you on the other side of the break. Nancy asked if we would play Is He Worthy? We had Andrew Peterson on. He's the one who actually wrote that song. I know Chris Tomlin also performed it, but we're going to play Andrew's version of it. But again, if you can, get on your knees. I mean, let's magnify God. Let's remember who He is. He's coming. And even now, He's searching the world over looking for faith. And the question is, will He find it in us? Let's listen in.
Do you feel the world is broken?
We do.
Do you feel the shadows deepen?
We do.
But do you know that all the dark won't stop the light from getting through?
We do.
Do you wish that you could see it all made new?
We do.
Intends to dwell with us. Susie Larson here. Hope you're finding some encouragement here today. We'll be back in a moment.
Is anyone able to break the seal and open the scroll? The Lion of Judah, who conquered the grave. He is David's root and the Lamb who died to ransom the slave.
Thanks so much for tuning in to Susie Larson Live. Honored to have you listening today. We're doing something we do every once in a while. It's a little different, kind of a break from regular programming of talking to an author or a pastor or a guest. You're my special guest today. We call these songs and verses, and it's just a time to pause, to get with God, to pray for each other, to hear what God is saying to you. And I've come armed with a list of songs that I've had on repeat, but it's so wonderful to hear from you as well, the songs that are ministering to you. And also would love to know how I can pray for you. Or is there a passage of scripture that's just come alive to you that's kind of an anchor for you, a promise you're holding on to? Because if God's speaking to you, chances are great that He wants to also speak through you. You can text or call 877 877- 833-2484. Jessica writes in, thanks so much for taking prayer requests today. She said, I'm struggling with loneliness as I live in a community that is only 0.5% evangelical Christian. I moved here because I felt the Lord is leading me to be a missionary in this community. Even though I feel alone, I know I'm not. Would you be willing to pray for the dear people in my city that many, many hearts would be turned to him? So sorry, I can't be more specific. Thank you. Thank you, Jessica, for praying for me. She says she prays for me often. So let's pray. Would you join me as I pray for Jessica? How brave of her to move to a place where she's in the minority as a believer and really trusting that God's kingdom would come and his will would be done right where she lives. Father in heaven, we lift up Jessica and I thank you for her dear kingdom heart. I pray you'd encourage her. I pray that you give her some friends in this community, friends who I pray that you'd show her that maybe there are believers that she doesn't know about. Give her those friends, but give her some friends who don't know you yet that she just absolutely loves, that they can walk alongside each other. And I pray that the light that shines in her heart would point the way for them. And as one of my guests said in the past, when an unbeliever walks with us, they get the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit because we're walking true north and they're walking with us. I pray these friends that she, friendship she builds, that these people would just, there'd be such a salt and a light in Jessica's life that they would grow thirsty for you, hungry for you, and drawn to the light of Christ within her. So we commit this endeavor. I ask you to bless her mightily and surprise her with your goodness. In Jesus' name we pray. And this dear listener says, Susie, due to personal circumstances, I've been feeling depressed lately. A loving friend told me that it's okay not to be okay. And that statement does have truth to it. But what the Spirit spoke to me said this, that if it was okay to not to be okay, Jesus wouldn't have come to fix it. He doesn't want us to accept that we're not okay and leave it there. He wants to fix it and fix us. I appreciate that because, you know, I think we do need to hear that it's okay not. We have moments where we're just not okay. And I think there are times where, quote unquote, faith perspectives don't allow anybody to say, it's a hard day or I'm hurting or I'm a mess. You know, we need to have some space and room to be able to say that. But she's so right. To stay stuck there is not something that's good for us at all. Jesus really did come to establish us and to help us through. One of the songs that she's been repeating over and over again that she loves, and I love this one too. It's one of my husband's favorites. It's Run to the Father by Cody Carnes. So we're gonna listen to that song. We're going to keep praying. You can text or call. What's the Lord teaching you? How can I pray for you? Let's lift our eyes to the heavens. Our help comes from the Lord. 877-933-2484. Let's listen in. music just powerful. Really glad you tuned in today. It's kind of a songs and verses day. We're listening to songs, reading passages of scripture, just a spiritual reset. And again, if you're driving in the car, you're off about doing something, so you're kind of half listening and half paying attention to the road, which you should be, I pray you'll come back and you'll catch the podcast when you can sit down, sit with God, maybe open a journal, listen for what the Lord has to say. This is my opinion, but I think it's right. Maybe you can give me an amen if you agree. But given the times we're in, it's never been more important to be keeping an ear bent towards heaven, to creating some space where you get rid of other distractions so you can hear from the Lord alone. It's important that you listen to what God has to say, because he speaks peace to his people. And if we're lacking peace, we need to hear what God has to say. So having the news in one ear and having something else going on in another ear and multitasking like we always do, the times call for some real focused, purposeful time in the Lord's presence and listening. I want to know, are there songs you have on repeat? Is there a passage you're just hanging on to? Someone called in who wanted to be off the air but said it would help so much to have Psalm 91 read over the airwaves, and I agree. And you notice a lot of my guests have been referring to 91, so I'm going to definitely do that, right? But I want to just highlight a few verses toward the end of chapter 90 as well, Psalm 90, because they're powerful and I pray them often. You may know Psalm 90:12, teach us to realize the brevity of life that we may grow in wisdom. In another translation, teach us to number our days that we may gain a heart of wisdom. Remember what number our days means, is to claim the day, to anoint the day, to understand the gift that we have in today. God has wisdom he wants to download for you in this day. It's not a wasted day. It's not a filler day. This is the day the Lord has made, and he has wisdom for you. So teach us, Lord, to number our days that we may gain and grow in a heart of wisdom. And then it says, O Lord, come back to us. How long will you delay? Take pity on your servants. Satisfy each morning with your unfailing love, that we may sing for joy to the end of our days. Give us gladness in proportion to our former misery. Replace the evil years with good. Can someone give me an amen? I love this. This is when we pray. Kevin and I pray all the time for our kids. Let us see your miracles once again. And let our children see your glory at work. And may the Lord our God show us his approval. And make our effort successful. Yes, make our effort successful. That's the end of chapter or Psalm 90. Now here we go into Psalm 91. Those who live in the shelter of the Most High God will find rest in the shadow of the Almighty. This I declare of the Lord. He alone is my refuge, my place of safety. He is my God, and I trust in him. For he will rescue you from every trap and protect you from deadly disease. He will cover you with his feathers. He will shelter you with his wings. His faithful promises, listen to this, are your armor and protection. You hear that? His promises are your armor and protection. So what a promise are you hanging on to right now? Do not be afraid of the terrors of the night, nor the arrow that flies by day. Do not dread the disease that stalks in the darkness. Don't do it. Nor the disaster that strikes at midday. Though 1,000 fall at your side and 10,000 are dying around you, these evils will not touch you. Just open your eyes and see how the wicked are punished. If you make the Lord Most High your refuge, if you make the Most High your shelter, no evil will conquer you. No plague will come near your home. For he will order his angels to protect you wherever you go. They'll hold you up in their hands so you won't even hurt your foot on a stone. You'll trample upon lions and cobras. You'll crush fierce lions and serpents under your feet. I will rescue those who love me. I'll protect those who call on my name. When they call on me, I will answer, and I will be with them in trouble. I will rescue and honor them. I'll reward them with a long life and give them my salvation. Man, don't you just love the Word of God? We've received several requests for the blessing song by Cody and Carrie Job, and we're going to play that towards the end of the show. But I want to talk for just a moment, if I could. Hey, I got an amen from Wendy. Thank you so much. Leanne loves the song, The Goodness of God. We love that one as well. We'll try to maybe pull that up as well. But when we come back, I want to talk a little bit about some of the hindrances to intimacy with God, and we've got a few more songs to play. But I do want to hear from you. What is the Lord saying? What verses are you hanging on to? What song do you have on repeat? You know, I love so many have talked about the goodness of God, because it's you're saying that God has been good. You have a history with him, and you're counting on a future with him, which he promises to you when you're in Christ Jesus. This is such a great conversation. Just love hearing from you so much, and we will be back in a moment.
So we breathe out your praise. And we breathe in your peace.
Yes, we'll breathe out your praise. And we'll breathe in your peace.
Thanks so much for tuning into Suzy Larson Live. Again, this is a little bit different of a show. We once in a while just step away from the regular interview, author interview, and we like to do something we call songs and verses. When we just get a sense that it's time for a spiritual reset, hopefully it's just a time for you to rest in God's presence, to hear the word of the Lord. I'll read passages of scripture. We play songs, and I'd love to know what songs that you're hanging on to. And in fact, one of them that has been requested a number of times that I had on my list ready to go, and we'll play just a little bit, is The Blessing by Carrie Jobe and Cody Carnes. We'll get to that in just a moment. This dear listener, I also want to know how I can pray for you. So I said, you can text or call. Let us know what song you're listening to, what word you're hanging on to, or how we can pray for you. Here's the number, 877-933-2484. So this dear listener says, I'm sinning in unbelief, but want to believe the promises of God for me. How do I get past one to grasp the other? I'm noticing how one influences the other. If I could just believe and almost ignore my unbelief, then I could just believe. But sometimes the unbelief makes me feel like that's who I am. Well, dear one, that's not who you are. And all of us struggle with doubts at times. And remember the prayer, Lord, I believe, help my unbelief. I would gather to guess that you probably believe more than you even know. But you're probably hitting a roadblock. And one of the things I want to talk about is some of the roadblocks to intimacy with God that sometimes keep us from hearing from him. And maybe, friend, this will help you a little bit. In Psalm 106, verses 24, 25, it says this. Listen to this. It's kind of, yeah, anyway, here it is. The people refused to enter the pleasant land. Think about that. That's talking about the Israelites, but it's referenced in Psalms. The Israelites, the people refused to enter the pleasant land, for they refused to believe God's promise to care for them. Instead, they grumbled in their tents and refused to obey the Lord. Now, I don't hear that from you, my friend, who you just texted, but this scholars have said that the Israelites' fears actually became rebellious because they were clinging to their fears more than the promises of God. And their attitude of unbelief because they refused to believe him was also rebellion. And when you think about that, when you're stomping your foot, crossing your arms, saying, no, I'm not, I refuse to believe there's a promise written over my life. So what did they do? They refused to believe the promise. So they crawled into the smallness of their tent in the wilderness and they refused to obey the Lord. When he was saying, I have a promise written over your life. I've made a way. I'm making a way. I want you to believe me. I'm going to love you. I'm going to care for you. I'm going to get you there. They refused to believe it. One of the hindrances to intimacy with God is being attached to our circumstances. And maybe you've heard me talk about this before, but I pray you're okay if I say it again in case someone needs to hear it. There's a big distinction between surrendering to your circumstances and surrendering to God in your circumstances. Now, the Israelites surrendered to their circumstances. They crawled in the smallness of their tent and refused to believe there was a greater promise. That's surrendering to a hard circumstance, going, it'll always be this way. It'll never get better. And by the way, you want to solidify unbelief, you rehearse things like that because literally it starts to hardwire into your brain and it feels true and your brain starts to look for evidence to back it up. So maybe you want to look at some of the things you're saying about your circumstance, but surrendering to your circumstance is one thing. Surrendering to God in your circumstance is to say, you know what, I'm not made for this place. I am just passing through. This season doesn't define me. I'm not going to walk it out perfectly, but I have God and he goes before me. He's got my back. His hand of blessing is on my head. He will make a way for me. Lord, I don't like this season, but I'm surrendering to you in this season. No, I am not made to live in the valley of the shadow. I'm passing through the valley of the shadow. You know, when you identify more with your hardship than you do with the promises of God, you will stop looking for redemption and for healing. Did you know that you can have a soul wound and still enjoy intimacy with God while you're on your way to restoration? What blocks intimacy is when you allow that wound to drive a wedge between you and the Lord. And maybe that soul wound is disappointment because God didn't come through for you the way you thought he should have in the past. It's when you've not reconciled the truth that God is on your side and you get defense with God and the enemy can get in there to get you to start to accuse God of things that he's not guilty of. But God wants so much for you to look up. If you could picture his strong, gentle hand tilting your chin upward, saying, I'm with you, my child. I will make a way. I am for you. Let me see. I'm watching my clock here and I want to be able to play a couple of songs. Let's play The Goodness of God, since that's been requested a few times. We'll play a portion of that. I'm going to read a different translation of Psalm 23 when we come back, and then we'll get to the blessing song, which is also amazing. Let's go to the song, The Goodness of God, and maybe just lean in. And as you're listening, recall some of the ways God has already come through for you. And dear listener who texted in, I'm going to pray for you on the other side of this song.
I love you, Lord. Oh, your mercy never fails me. All my days I've been held in your hands. From the moment that I wake up until I lay my head, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God.
Because our time is almost up, and I want to keep my promise and play the blessing song here in just a moment. But friend who texted in and said that she feels like she's sinning in unbelief. She wants to believe the promises are true for her, but doesn't know how to get past one to grasp the other. And now is starting to see how her unbelief is influencing other things. And I think, friend, if you keep thinking about your unbelief, it'll solidify within you. But I think if you just start saying out loud, Lord, I believe. Help my unbelief. And then start rehearsing some of the things that you actually believe. Lord, I believe that you sent your son to die for me. I believe that I'm saved by your grace. Start declaring the things that you do believe. I'm telling you what, I really believe it'll awaken your heart to further belief. So, Father, I pray for this dear sister. I pray, God, that you would move her to a place of faith and perspective. Lord, we just come against every enemy scheme to convince her of things that are not true. Lift her eyes, lift her chin, awaken her heart, and show her tangible expressions of your love and of your faithfulness, and awaken her to believe you for the things that you've promised her. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, friends, we're going to play this song, The Blessing, by Cody Carnes and Carrie Jobe. I pray it blesses you. Here we go.
Face toward you and give.
pray you found some encouragement here today. Know that we love you. We are praying for you. I just challenge you to look up, get time with God, hear what he has to say. You are a shining light in a dark world, and the world needs your influence. Really love and appreciate you. We'll meet you back here next time. Thanks for listening to this conversation from Susie Larson Live. These podcasts are available because of listener support. You can become a supporter now at myfaithradio.com. And thanks for sharing this audio link to spread the good news of the gospel and to grow the impact of the show. Also, if you would, take a moment to subscribe to the podcast today at Apple Podcasts or your favorite podcast player, and never miss a show.